Well, welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We got Don sitting here.
I'm in the studio.
Ava.
I'm here.
And I am here, Eric. And we are your hosts for today. And we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some water levels, Don, that are changing. And I think may surprise some people after what we had as far as winter. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about the Devil's Lake also, and what's going on in Devil's Lake at the same time. So a lot more stories to come. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Ashkenham Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenham offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, good to be seen.
It's a lot of crazy weather this last week.
It's going around and all over the Midwest.
Yeah, lots of water. And obviously, speaking from where we are broadcasting down in Red Wing, the water levels are arising.
Yep, they're on the way up. I think the last I heard, the river was about 6 feet over normal. Is that about right? Is that about 11, 12 feet?
Right now, it's going to be over 12.
Yeah.
And they start closing some of the ramps down. I know Everett's will stay open if you guys are coming out this way to participate. Recommendation, you'll catch some fish in the river. The lake is starting to catch fish, so don't be afraid to launch further down in the lake. But be aware of the debris, no matter where you're going. Right now, I was talking to a couple guys who are on the river. There's a lot of neutrally buoyant logs on the river. And first
that thing means they're a foot below the water.
Or just at the surface, because they're being pulled off ashore. They've been soaking, they've basically been laying in the water for so long, and now they're being pulled off ashore with the volume of water. And it's not a good thing at all, as well as the buoys, markers.
The buoys, and you know, and there's going to be a considerable amount of current. What do you suppose the current's running at now in the river?
I don't care to guess. It's moving.
Yeah.
It's moving.
10, 12?
Not quite that fast.
Maybe not quite that fast.
But I will say this. You got to be careful in the buoys in the river. You don't want to be driving a fast speed. Mutual friend of ours last year.
Found one.
Yeah. And it was because of the barge was not in the channel where it was supposed to be. It grabbed a buoy, dragged it into the main channel, and because the chain on it was such a distance to be up on a higher level, near the shallower area, it was underwater and not visible. And it's amazing the damage that you will incur. It basically scraped 5 feet of the fiberglass off, or the gel coat off the bottom, crushed the, and it's a fiberglass boat, crushed the plug in the back of the boat so you could barely get the plug out. And then it proceeded to separate the gear case and the midsection from the power head of the motor. And a 150 at 30 miles an hour, it hooked it and almost pulled it right out of and off of the engine, but it stayed connected because the shift shaft stayed on it, and it was about a 10-inch separation between the gear case and the midsection where it broke, and then the upper portion with the drive shaft bent. And I don't know if you've ever seen a drive shaft in a motor bent before. That takes energy.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, no, I've had a friend that about took his transom off up in Canada once.
It's dangerous.
Yep.
I mean, surprisingly enough, but you can catch fish in the dirty water.
Yep.
And talked to a couple of buddies of mine that were out today and last couple of days this week, and they actually caught some fish, and they were jigging some key spots that were out of the main flow, which is important.
Right.
The bigger fish are going to be hanging in those areas, especially post-spawn. And darker lures have a tendency to work really well.
In dirty water.
In the dirty water.
Yep.
And it always has been the case. So use that or a rattle bait. A rip and wrap is a great one for that. Use a number six if you're in shallow water. And it works just, or five or six, and they work tremendously well. Pull it, you'll feel it vibrate, let it sink, let it drop, pull it aggressively, let it drop, follow it down, because they'll hit it on the way down.
Sure.
And you pop it back. And the other thing that's fun, from fishing Green Bay, clear water, they'll actually pin it. So in there, it's a little different. When you're pulling it up and you drop it down, what'll happen is they'll pin it to the ground. When you go to set the hook, it's like you're snagged, and you have to look at the rod. You're like, oh,
yep.
It's moving. Yep. I got one. So yep. A lot of fun, but use some different baits. Don't get stuck in one thing and focus on some of those areas that are just off the main channel, maybe some deeper areas that the females are going to sit in. And obviously in lake scenarios, the lakes are warming up rather rapidly. But don't be afraid to start putting crawlers out there and leeches. So you'll find that theirs are definitely going to be a good deal. So be safe, have some fun, and watch for that debris. Whether it's a lake or a river, doesn't matter, because the lakes are still going to have debris with the amount of water that's in them, which we will talk about in just a little while after the break. So real quick story out of Minnesota. I didn't think this was possible. Wild fox in Minnesota tests positive for the highly pathogenic avian influenza.
He got in the chicken coop, did he?
I suspect that's very possible what happened. They conducted testing with DNR with many wildlife diseases, including canine distemper and rabies in foxes. A lot of reports coming in with those pieces and parts, but a wild fox from Anoka County tested positive for the avian influenza. First confirmed case in a wild mammal in Minnesota, and the university just came up with that. They had two red fox kits in Ontario that also tested positive. It's the first reported cases of the outbreak in North America. So I think it's going to happen relatively quickly, and unfortunate as it is, you always want to make sure that you report any dead or sick waterfowl and or raptors, and it should be reported, and do not touch those and let them know, as it is a possible spreader event.
Sure.
They get spread fast. We had talked about a little bit before, but now it can go to other animals that do eat a diseased animal. So kind of a spooky deal. Spooky deal.
Right.
Well, hang tight, you guys. We're going to be coming right back. We're going to talk a little bit about some Red Lake. What's going on in Red Lake? I think a lot of people are looking for some alternative good fishing spots. So fill you in on that. Be right back.